Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're having a little bit of phone trouble today, so we're supposed to have Dr. Patrick Michaels on today, and we don't have him just yet, so bear with us. I also wanted to announce to you that we are live today on Liberty, Loving Liberty Network. You can visit them by going to lovingliberty.net. They have a host of different guests. This is a network. It's not just a station. It's a network, and they have all kinds of guests and programming there that you might want to check out. And that is lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net. And we say howdy to everybody out there that's listening to lovingliberty.net. Today's show, we are supposed to talk about climate change. And as soon as we get Dr. Michaels on the phone, hopefully that'll happen real quick, we're going to take off and do that. I wanted to remind you about some other things. There was a lot of news that happened over the weekend that I kind of missed up on because I take a little hiatus from the news on those weekends and didn't really want to watch it. But John Kelly did resign for whatever reason. He did resign, and they are looking to replace him. And, you know, they're gearing up. What they're doing with the Trump administration is gearing up for the 2020 election and campaign, and so they're trying to put people in place that are all going to be working together on that. And that wasn't really John Kelly's forte, but he has done an excellent job there for the president. There is no doubt about that. I also wanted to add that, you know, that Dr. Michaels, when he was on Friday, mentioned a book, and it's called Lukewarmers. And I did a little bit of looking on that today because I got to thinking that might be because it's under the title of a textbook, and I wanted to ask him, but I got to thinking in what I was looking up, I think it would be a great book for you to invest in. No, I'm not getting any money for it. No, Dr. Michaels didn't ask me to sell his book. It was just something that I thought might work for you. And I know many of you who listen are homeschoolers. And I thought this might be good to add to your library for your homeschooling. And what it is it compares the climate change, the believers that are just staunch and won't argue anything, the lukewarmers, and the deniers that don't believe any of it. And basically, the lukewarmers believe, yes, something is going on. No, man might have caused a little bit of it, but it's not significant. And it's really not going to be a bad thing. And so it might be something that you, and it is available, I think, on Amazon, and you could probably find it at a local bookstore as well, or at least have them order for you. And that is called Lukewarmers. Lukewarmers is the book that he has written. So, I want to talk about what we are going to do. I'm kind of at a loss here because I planned on having Dr. Michaels on. And this would have been part two of that show, and if we can't get the phones to work today, we'll get him another time. But I was asking you how the weather is where you are. It was 14 degrees here this morning. That's not the kind of global warming that I like and appreciate so very much. And I've always been under the impression that science is considered to be questionable. Not that you question the science, but science itself. The scientists question everything. They don't just take things as they are. They have to, kind of like a mechanic, he has to break it all down and put it all back together. And scientists, they don't just accept it. They have to research it, the what fors, the wherefores, the whys. And if they didn't do that, if they didn't question things, if they didn't check into it, we wouldn't be flying today. You know, we found out gravity, you know, that throw that rock, it falls to the ground. And why does that happen? And how can we keep it from happening? How can we keep that rock in the air? And so that is what I consider to be science. And right now what we're dealing with is the debate. And those who want you to buy into this climate change, that it's one of the biggest threats to America and to the globe, they won't debate. It's their way or the highway. You have to simply accept their data without any question. And I do believe that that's part of what the problem is. And that's part of what makes me a denier, not believe in it. Dr. Michaels has made me a believer in the fact that, yeah, there's some things that have happened. And, you know, I have mentioned to you years ago that, of course, it might be warming up. We're not in an ice age anymore. And so when the ice age has left, things will warm up. The glaciers will slowly melt. They're pretty darn cold themselves, so it's going to take them a little while to melt. But they will eventually melt. Maybe. We'll have to ask Dr. Michaels if he thinks they're going to melt and how long that's going to take. The Earth, not to tell my age or anything, but when I was in high school, they told us it was global cooling. And with the global cooling, it was man's fault. We broke the ozone. There's a hole in the ozone, and we needed to stop using aerosol sprays, which isn't a bad thing, necessarily. And I remember when they decided to quit using pretty toilet paper, too. I don't think that had anything to do with the air, but maybe it did. I'm not sure. But they quit making the toilet paper printed. No more printed toilet paper. Then they switched it up, and we're in a warming stage. You need to stop using so much fuel. Lord have mercy, those gassy cows, they're causing us all kinds of trouble with that broken ozone. Walk to work, bike to work. Walking is best for you. It's corselet. Yeah, of course it is. But if you happen to work 25 miles away from home, of course that's your fault. You know, you shouldn't do that. If I had to walk that or bike it, I'd be late. Some areas actually demand carpooling. I mean, they actually make it a demand. You have to carpool. And then they have carpooling lanes, which is okay. There's no problem with that, except sometimes I like to be alone in the car. I like to have a little me time. I guess I'm a little selfish about that. You know, one of those deplorables from the heartland. However, and this is pun intended, what is heated up is the topic of climate change. We're told it is our biggest threat and that this controversy doesn't seem to be cooling off anytime soon within our government and our universities and our media. They want more regulations and control over your water meters, your gas gauges, your thermostats, and your backyard barbecues, and stop burning that wood. Good grief, putting all that ash in the air. We should stop and question. But they don't want us to stop and question their findings. But real science looks for answers, not control, right? Well, that was until government decided to take it over and basically turned it into a pay-for-play type of thing, paid analysis, paid for the climate warming findings, paid for the data to look this way, not that way. And last Friday, when Dr. Michaels was with us, he mentioned pseudoscience, a collection of beliefs or practices mistakenly regarded as being based on scientific methods. Well, we can question, we can listen to today's chicken littles like Al Gore and Tom Steyer's, or we can seek out the truth in the science and the data from others and compare. Be a little scientist yourself and question it. Question it. Always question. Well, we're headed into a break. I hope we can get these phone lines figured out. And when we return, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm just going to apologize for the phone lines. We aren't able to get through to Dr. Michaels, and we'll set this up for another day and open it up for lines and for your questions and comments. So don't lose them. I know you were writing them down last week, so don't lose them. I'm going to turn it around here and give it to you since you missed Free for All Friday last week. I'm not going to make it Free for All, but what do you think was one of the biggest stories for 2018? We're soon escaping this year, so what do you believe was the biggest story for 2018? I'd have to stop and think about it. There has been so much, and of course the Mueller, you know, that has gone on and on and on. We've had a lot of things that have taken place. So what do you think would be the biggest story, biggest impact in 2018? We have Tom from Michigan on the line. Tom, how are you today?
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Fine. You know, I think this kind of dovetails into one of the biggest stories, but I was going to talk about the student loans where, I was listening to a conservative talk show host, and they were talking about the student loans, and they had a liberal on who said, was complaining about, about the student loans and the student debt, and, the point was made that, that the student loan debt can't be bankruptcied out of, And the point was made that, you know, the company, you know, the bankruptcy laws, you know, protect the consumer from the loan companies just making loans to anybody because they're backed by the government. And then so people who can't really shouldn't be borrow money and, you know, needlessly get into debt because they're if they're getting some kind of stupid degree where they're not going to make the money, the company wouldn't loan it to them unless it's guaranteed. So but then the right wing talk host made the point that, well, if people borrow money, they should pay it back. And, well, yeah, that's true, but he never said anything about getting rid of all the bankruptcy laws, and I don't think he would have been in favor of that. And it kind of, and the point is, I guess, is that, you know, well, you know, the people on the right are always, you know, they're pointing out the people on the left how bad they are, and all the finger pointing, and let's say for the sake of argument that, okay, the people on the left really are evil, wicked people. Well, if you look at the Bible stories where God took these evil people to punish his people because they were doing something wrong. So, you know, I think really, you know, people, conservatives, you know, I consider myself conservative, but, you know, but maybe not as strictly defined as right and left wing.
I thought you were going to say, but not evil.
Well, did I say right wing? Right.
Go ahead. I'm just messing with you, Tom. Go ahead.
Everybody's evil to a certain degree. You know, I've learned
correct.
A lot of hard lessons.
That's correct. I was just messing with you. Go ahead.
But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, where, you know, we need to look at ourselves instead of everybody else. And, you know, I had a couple of things that came to mind because, you know, I've noticed hypocrisy in, you know, in the right wing movement.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, they want to use the Constitution when it suits their agenda. But, you know, they want to compromise fundamental principles. You know, for instance, you know, President Trump has a really good grasp of the actual constitutional powers. I think he's been watching and he's been seeing presidents, you know, working under these fraudulent emergency powers. And, you know, he doesn't really know how it works. And the last thing the government wants is for anybody to know, you know, that.
Well, we've been doing it wrong for so long, I'm not sure any of them know how it works. Or they do know how it works and they just keep avoiding that.
Yeah. You know, there used to be he's passed on, a guy named Mark Scott here in Michigan. And I thought he was the bestest talk show host ever. He served in Korea as a Marine. And, I mean, he used to say that, you know, you don't compromise fundamental principles,
mm-hmm.
You know, no matter, you know, when you deal with the Constitution.
Well, and compromise in general has brought us to where we are. I have some other callers, Tom, but I wanted to make a little statement on the student loans because they talk about, you know, going free. Everything should be free to these students. They're not going to do that because the government's making money off of those student loans, and that's why they can't be forgiven. And you know, they make like over 30% on those student loans. And
well, they're going to keep, you know, these people that now will be, you know, probably in poverty for the rest of their lives.
Most of them, when they come out of college, the universities, they're so far in debt that's why they're living in mom and dad's basement. I'm going to let you go on that because I have another caller. We have Larry from Missouri. Thank you, Tom. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, man. Yeah, you talking about them student loans. I don't think that was the biggest story, but that's a big Ponzi scheme. You get hurt, and it's hard to get your loans forgiven or anything like that, and that's just a big Ponzi scheme. I think the biggest story is today they got that global warming people holding there in Poland, 200 countries going to the meeting. I was wondering how they all got there, by bicycle?
You know, we talked about that when they went to Paris back a few years ago, and I had, I can't remember, I think it was Jay Hare, I'm trying to think who it was, from the Heartland Institute, and he had mentioned that they all came in there, every single one of them, on private jets. Every single one of them. They didn't carpool in those private jets.
Between that story and that at border down in New Mexico, I don't know which one's the biggest.
You don't think the Mueller story was the biggest one of the year?
Which one?
The Mueller story, or the North Korea story, or the you know, the fact that
North Korea, they go slip out sooner or later anyway.
All right, Larry, thank you. Appreciate the call. I'm not sure what I think the biggest story is for the year of 2018. There was a lot of noise, a lot of activity, as our good friend Melody Cederstrom would say. She predicted activity when she said if Trump won the presidency, and there has been lots of activity, lots of anger. You know, I guess we could say maybe the midterm election was the big story, but it kind of, I was disappointed, but it kind of turned out like I thought it would. And, you know, it's just so many things have taken place. And I think maybe the fact that we can't stick our finger on one tells us how deceived we are, because there is so much confusion, so much clouding what we need to be really watching out for. So as American citizens, it would seem that we don't know what the biggest story is. If you listen to mainstream media, it goes on and on and on about the Russian collusion and Mueller, and Trump's just about at his end. They're going to impeach him, and it goes on and on and on and on. If you watch the alternative news, Fox News, or some of these others' alternatives, or listen to those on the radio, you're hearing about how the collusion was there, but it had to do with the DNC and Hillary Clinton, who paid for the, who paid for all the things that were taking place against President Donald Trump, the dossier. So I think maybe the big news isn't necessarily the big news of 2018, but things have been revealed since President Donald Trump became president. Some of us already knew that this deep state was in place. We just didn't call it the deep state, but we already knew about it. But it's like the American people kicked the ant hill, and they're all scurrying and fighting to get it all back together. And that's kind of the way I view it. And if the big news would be that we kicked the ant hill back in 2016 when we elected the president, who wasn't one of them, and who actually thinks he's supposed to do what he claimed he was going to do in his campaign, whether you like it or not, he's at least trying to fulfill promises. We're going into a break. What do you think the big story for 2018 was? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're talking today, what is the biggest story of 2018 in your mind? We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, real quick, what's on your mind?
Real quick, two words, deep state.
Deep state.
I think it's a gradual thing, but what I think's happened is America is finally waking up. The curtain's been pulled back enough that people are starting to realize that they're starting to use the word deep state.
Yeah.
They realize that we're ruled by a deep state that doesn't really care about you.
Don't care about you, doesn't care about the Constitution, doesn't care about anything
or any,
else.
Their
power, their money. Yep. I agree.
Might as well be the mafia running the place.
I think it is. I think it's very similar to that. I still like the analogy of kicking the anthill and watching them all run.
That's a good one.
All right. Thank you, Roger.
Okay. Bye.
We have Bill from Delaware. Bill, how are you today?
Yes. Hello, Beth Ann. Good morning from the first state.
You brag.
That uniqueness. Anyway, top story for 2018, in my opinion, is happening as we speak.
Mm.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 410 points, S&P down 40, NASDAQ down 58, and surprisingly, even gold, oil, copper, platinum, palladium, all down. What is going on here? Normally, they are a safe haven. They are dropping as well.
That's interesting.
And I'm leading up to something, yeah. In fact, I think it's because of another earlier report we had Friday, the amount of debt that the average person is holding, especially younger families. You know, we have a family down the road from us. Young couple, mid-30s, both of them college-educated, very well, very intelligent. He is a counselor. She works at an insurance company. They have a combined debt between them of over $350,000.
Oh, man.
Age 30 and plus a few. I mean, how are they going to pay that off between student loans, mortgage, credit card? I think that's the problem, and I think this is why the market is dropping. The consumer is over their head. No one's talking about it. And I'd really, later this week, I'd love to hear you and Melanie Cederstrom's take on this.
Okay, she's not on this week, but I might give her a little call and see if she would like to talk about it at all, if she has time. She's on next week with me, so.
Yeah, well, so look at it this way. I'll leave you with this. So far, all the market's gains this year have been wiped out in these past week and a half. The market's down over close to 2,600 points, and it is still dropping as I speak.
Well,
not good.
Not good at all, but expected.
I mean,
sooner or later, it was going to happen. What goes up must come down. Gravity.
One final thing to leave you with. The average 401k... over the past week and a half, lost about anywhere, depending on how much you have in there, anywhere from $100 to $1,000 or $2,000. Something else to ponder.
Yeah. That's not good news
later.
For many of us, is it? Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Bill. Well, I just got some news that I'm not too happy about. Until I get another call from you guys, I'm going to share this with you. Now, remember all the fight over Brett Kavanaugh. Remember how the left just said he was going to be bad for women and he was going to try and ban abortions? Well, the SCOTUS has declined to hear a challenge to public funding of Planned Parenthood. It says here that the Supreme Court on Monday, that's today, declined to review lower court rulings that prevented pro-life activists in two states, you know, you're activists if you're a pro-lifer, from ending public funding for Planned Parenthood. Now, there's nothing more unconstitutional than funding these outside entities like Planned Parenthood. Now, listen to this. Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, and Samuel Alito voted in favor of taking up the challenge. But fellow conservatives, quotes in the air. John Roberts, the conservative that gave us Obamacare, and Brett Kavanaugh voted against depriving their colleagues of the four votes required to review the case. Not even going to look at it. And there you have it. The cases in question pertain to whether a Medicaid recipient who relies on Planned Parenthood for health services, I want to know about that, has the right to challenge her state's decision to defund the organization. To date, state courts in Kansas and Louisiana have found that states violate federal law by depriving Planned Parenthood affiliates of Medicaid funding solely because they provide abortions. Thomas, in his dissent, argued that the court should have taken up the case, but was prevented from doing so by the politically charged atmosphere surrounding abortion. My friends, I haven't had a chance to read this entire article, but he went on and he says, what explains the court's refusal to do its job here? I suspect it has something to do with the fact that some respondents in these cases are named Planned Parenthood. That's coming from Thomas. Now, I want to tell you, the biggest story is how a nation believes it can survive by the murdering of its future. I heard him say the other night on TV, the left side, they want open borders, let everyone in, these people deserve America. Because we haven't been prolific. We aren't populating as we should. So our population's down. These are the same people just a few years ago that said we're overpopulated and we need to do something about that. Well, maybe if they stopped killing our young, we wouldn't be so underpopulated. It's all a ruse. It's all smoke and mirrors, my friends. Planned Parenthood is business. You remember the old horror movies where they were harvesting people's parts? The evil scientists. Planned Parenthood is the evil scientist of today. And Congress, who allows it, are their evil science assistants. No nation can survive. And the United States is on a downfall. We cannot survive by killing our young. So there you have it. Justice Roberts is not a conservative, and I'm now not quite so sure about Brett Kavanaugh. Why would they deny to look at this? Well, first of all, any funding of Planned Parenthood is unconstitutional. The people don't want it, yet Congress continues it. Let me give you this. 202-224-3121. Congress is trying to figure out what to do with money now. How are they going to come up with the money for the border wall? Well, stop funding Planned Parenthood. Put that money to it. Stop funding Obamacare. Put that money to it. Nancy Pelosi is going to fight everything they try to do. That's what we're stuck with. 202-224-3121. Nancy raised 5 kids. I doubt she ever changed a diaper. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We will be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. Recharge. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go back to the phones. We have Mike in Connecticut. Mike, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, sir. It's a Monday.
Okay. Well, anyway, when I was a little kid living up here in the Northeast, we had a U.S. Senator, Prescott Bush. Mm. He was the grandfather of George W. and the dad of George H.W. Bush.
Gotcha.
And he was a Republican, which wasn't that unusual in the Northeast 65, 70 so years back. They're pretty rare now, but anyway, he was caught in a big lie on the Planned Parenthood issue. During his political campaign for re-election in 1952, he swore up and down that he was against Planned Parenthood. And somebody went and actually did a little research and found out that Senator Prescott Bush was a card-carrying, paid-up member of the Planned Parenthood organization, as was his wife, H.W.'s mother.
Mm.
And that was the end of Prescott Bush's political career in the U.S. Senate. I just wanted to pass that along as an example of how people get up to a certain level of power, and truth and lies don't make any difference to them, maybe just how they spell them for convenience sake, but they'll say what they say need to say when it's time for them to say something.
When it suits them. When it
exactly
suits their purpose, yes.
It's like a person putting on an elastic set of clothes and asking the thing to fit them exactly for their purpose because they're that important.
Mm.
But I thought I'd remind you, if you hadn't heard,
I did not know about that.
1952 Senate campaign. And that did it. The
Because
Connecticut at that time was not a blue state, and in a lot of ways it never has been, but it always gets advertised as a blue state. And that was the end of Prescott Bush's Senate career, although he continued to have a lot of influence behind the scenes for years afterwards. Hey, thanks a lot, Bethann.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, there's a big legacy with the Bushes, and I'll just leave it at that. It's not really surprising with Roberts, the Supreme Court Justice, because he's let us down before. And I haven't known Brett long enough to be surprised. But the pressure that's on these guys, and I'm not going to cut them any slack because of that, is tremendous. However, the United States of America tax dollars should not be funding Planned Parenthood. Whether you believe in abortion or not, whether you don't think life is worth saving or not, you shouldn't be paying for somebody else's abortion. And if you want to, then you walk them down there and pay for it. It goes back to controlling the people. It goes back to the dollars, to the money. Let me remind you, this is about property rights. This was written back in it was written back in 1783. Property rights. Because I'm sharing this because of what they always say. And in that article that I was reading to you, where they were talking about this state, that state, and Medicaid, and that the federal government's law supersedes the state law, we were designed to be governed locally. D.C. occupiers, they have only a few things they are to do. They are not doing those, one of which is to protect the borders of this nation. They are not doing that. It is not on their list to plan to send your tax dollars to pay for abortions. That is not on their list constitutionally. Yet that's taken priority over the borders, isn't it? Wouldn't you like to get Schumer, Pelosi, McConnell, Paul Ryan, wouldn't you like to get them all in a room and let them know what for? Well, this is on property rights, and I'm saying it because it's using the word community. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property. I believe your tax dollars might fall there. That it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. And I go back to this little quip that I shared a few weeks ago. It's about socialism explained, and I don't know that it really explains it. But it says, number one, America is capitalist and greedy, yet half of the population is subsidized. That's not a republic, by the way. Number two, half of the population is subsidized, yet they think they are victims. Number three, they think they are victims, yet their representatives run the government. Number four, their representatives run the government, yet the poor keep getting poorer. Five, the poor keep getting poorer, yet they have things that people in other countries can only dream of. Six, the final one on this. They have things that people in other countries can only dream of, yet they want America to be more like those other countries. They criticize our president for saying he was a nationalist, said it was unpatriotic. Well, the opposite of patriotism is socialism. It's globalism. And the opposite of nationalism is globalism, the selling out of you, of your own, for the better good of the whole community globally. Where is the jealousy for liberty? A perpetual jealousy respecting liberty is absolutely requisite in all free states. We're not jealous for liberty anymore. We don't long to be free. We long to be taken care of. It's selfish. We're killing the future of this nation. Brett Kavanaugh, shame on you. I expected it of others. Now I know what to expect of Brett Kavanaugh. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. The show didn't turn out exactly like we wanted. We thought we were going to go down that climate change. We'll find out what happened to Dr. Michaels and our phones. And we'll get him back on, I promise. You know what? And for the liberty to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.